Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heart of Texas, the trailer park is nice and dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, Dad drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas, here we go.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Boah, King of the Hill podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Rusty.
Rusty, welcome to Friday.
That ain't right.
This one's a little weird.
These boys ain't right.
This may be some stuff we played before, but I wanted to give, you said Chris, right?
Chris, yes.
I want to give Chris a shout out.
Chris, our advertisement guru here.
He sent us an entire Google Drive full of ads that he's made.
Yeah, so for those of you that have been listening to us for a while, and those of you that are new, at some point in our run, we have had a fan send in fake advertisements, parody advertisements for King of the Hill stuff.
And they're very good.
And he does a pretty good job at it. It's really fun. Really fun. And we used to play them like ads in the show, which we'll probably do that again with now that we have the master list.
I just wanted to feature like five or six of these, and we'll do this ever so often, and then just start kind of playing his
stuff. And we'll play his stuff normally.
Chris, if you're listening and you have a handle or something you want to pass on to folks, let us know. And
he's a teacher. He doesn't want to.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because I talked to him about it before, and he's like, well, I actually teach kids, and I don't want kids knowing. You know how you're a teacher. You know how it is. You want to keep them off your social media if you can, kind of thing. So he has a different name on his social media than what his actual name really is, kind of thing. Okay. So he's funny. Well, that's all I know. He's really funny, and a lot of teachers are pretty talented, creative, funny people.
Yeah, because we hate ourselves inside. That's what it is.
It's a self-deprecation.
All comedy comes from pain. So
I got it.
So we figured for you, Chris, we're going to feature five or six of these things. And Mason, are you ready for the first one? Just go ahead and play one on the back end there.
Hello, my name is Luann, and come to Luann's not so professional hair and makeup salon. We not so professionally hide bags under eyes. Come to Luann's not so professional hair and makeup salon.
That's his daughter. That's so good. Yeah,
that's really, really good. Yeah,
Mason, what do you think about that?
It was really good, right?
I mean,
that was his daughter.
Luann's not so professional hair and makeup salon. All right, how about one more?
This is Rusty Shackelford for Dale's Dead Bugs. If you've got problems with silverfish, problems with cockroaches, or raccoons, call Dale's Dead Bug Service. Tell them Rusty Shackelford sent you.
Raccoons. I love raccoons. How it's dead bugs, but it's raccoons as well. All right.
Coming this week to Strickland Propane Grill Stravaganza. That's right. Grill Stravaganza happens every year at this time. We have great deals on Wagner grills, up to 25% off of propane and propane accessories by Strickland Propane. 135 Los Gatos Road, Arlen, Texas. Taste the meat, not the heat.
That's fantastic.
That is good. I like
good
that.
Good job. All right, keep going, Mason. Let's hear a couple more of these things.
At the risk of sounding sensitive, Strickland Propane likes to promote the arts. Here with us now is one of Strickland's fine pigtail drivers, Joe Jack, reading some poetry.
Hi, my name is Joe Jack. I want to read you one of my favorite poems, honey. Changed by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. From the outskirts of town, where the old the milestone stood, now a stranger looking down, I behold the shadowy crown of the dark and haunted wood. Is it changed, or am I changed, honey? All the oaks are fresh and green, but the friends with whom I ranged through their thickets are estranged by the years that intervene. Bright as ever flows the sea, honey. Bright as ever shines the sun. But alas, they seem to me not the sun that used to be, not the tides that used to run. I thank you for listening to me read this beautiful poem, honey.
That is so good.
Well, that is good.
That one, I think that's my favorite so far.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Hello, do you suffer from migraines? Stiff
like
neck, tension headaches? Come see me, John Redcorn, your licensed New Age healer. I'll help you get rid of that. Thank you. This has been my ad.
This has been my ad.
This has been my ad. Yeah.
All right, next one, Mason.
This is George Takei. I played Sulu on Star Trek. I love the show King of the Hill, and I'm so glad to be listening to the podcast, Bwah, the King of the Hill Rerun Watchers podcast.
Rerun Watchers.
Thank you, Mike and Rusty. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That was good.
That is so good.
That was really good.
That's our fake cameo that we got from George Takei.
That's funny.
All right, what else?
Hello
you got?
Again. This is Hank Hill, Strickland Propane. This time with a public service announcement. I'd like to give some advice to any man out there who may have a teenage daughter or a niece, or maybe you're just trying to help out a neighbor who's gone on a business trip and needs a sitter for their teenage daughter. Well, I just want to talk to you about how every month a woman has a period of time where she's angry at everything, and men are usually the everything. Keep in mind that trying to fix this situation is a lot like trying to put out a tire fire. Trying to put it out makes it worse. So you just need to let it burn. Have a beer and let it burn. Also, you may be in such a situation as I was in where you have to provide assistance to such a young lady, and you might have to go down a certain aisle that's next to the deodorants and the ointments. At our Megalomart, they call that aisle 8A. Now, I'm not trying to be a little too personal here. I'm just trying to give you fellas some friendly advice. It's going to be all right. Just going to be all right. Have a nice day.
What a lovely service announcement.
What a lovely one.
That's
yeah.
really good. Well, so Chris, thank you so much for sending all those in. There's a ton more, but we just wanted to kind of rifle through some of those suckers so that the rest of the world could hear your brilliance there. Thanks again. And
thank you so much.
If anybody else has anything like that, please feel free to send it our way because we will certainly play it. I wanted to go over one thing real quick. This is something that has come up this month. This is from an article on IGN, which I thought IGN was basically a video game blog, but... they're talking about
so
they're talking this is from Ryan Leston, one of the writers there. He says King of the Hill co-creator not sure whether Khan will return.
I
just wanted to talk about this real quick. I don't want to be insensitive or anything with any of this stuff, but they do make a comparison to Hank Azaria playing Apu on The Simpsons. That character has not been done since 2017 because of the insensitivity. And so I cannot see them using Toby Huss again to do Khan's voice. That I don't think you could get away with that at this point, ever have.
No.
And then that brings But I guess John Redcorn is played by an American Indian, so that is fair. But I would think Min, Con, Connie. Are there any other folks you'd have to worry about as far as like not being sensitive to?
Maybe that's it.
It says Greg Daniels is quoted as saying, "We're rewriting the third episode or the fourth episode and getting notes on the first episode." He said it's chugging along, but it likely won't hit Hulu until at least 2025. Which, I mean, I would rather him take the time and do it right. I don't know. Are you starting to think that maybe should they even do this thing?
Potentially.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel kind of weird about it too.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little weird about it.
I still think they would handle it the right way, but with Dale being gone, Khan kind of being out of the picture, it almost needs to be
there's Bobby. Somebody out there that could do the voice, I'm sure, that it would be politically correct.
I just think it ought to be like, it ought to be all about Bobby at this point, you know, and that way you could have Joseph and all the other ancillary characters and not necessarily need all the old ones.
I actually know who this is from now. Our
Do
postcard
you?
Here. So this is a postcard,
for those of
you that are watching on Instagram. That's the postcard. So this postcard was sent to us by a guy named It's Evil Ringo, and he's actually in Germany.
Oh wow!
So this came all the way from Germany. He's an American in Germany, I believe. From everything I can tell, he's an American in Germany. But yeah. That's how that got to us. It's Evil Ringo. I didn't even notice that
Thanks,
he had.
It's Evil Ringo.
I didn't even notice that he had said something about it 5 weeks ago.
Oh wow, sorry guy.
On social media. Well, no, he had said something about it and I even commented on it, but I didn't know that's what he was sending to us. So he said he bought that just to send to us. So.
This kind of stuff when I get it in the mail, like postcards and, you know, Jordan sending us the Squashmallow and all the other stuff that we've gotten from a fan. We got the one about I've got it up in my office. There's the letter that says the answers are on the tapes, and then the guy sent us all the DVDs.
It
consistently amazes me that you guys are there, and
we're almost at 500 followers on Instagram.
Just the openness that you guys have, and the way that you've taken us in, and are always kind of there listening to our show.
We appreciate it a lot.
Can't thank you enough.
A lot.
And having
sure.
said that, we are we're in the middle of the holiday season. So we're a couple weeks away from Christmas at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, and this is we'll go out on this, but what do you think Christmas is like in Arlen in 2023? Has anything changed, or is it basically the same stuff?
Nah, I still think it's the same. It's just like all these little small towns around us. They've been doing the same thing.
It's true.
The same parades, the same
You go down those
city
little main
decorations.
Streets and stuff like that. Yeah, it's always the same stuff.
Like where you're from, Robinson, they do all that. The city decorates, and they have the Christmas tree at City Hall.
I'm from Robinson.
Well, you're not from Robinson, but you spent a lot of time there from what I can tell.
I did.
But just like those little small communities, they do all that, you know, paint the town red kind of thing. You
ever
know,
told
red,
you the
red
one
green.
Secret I figured out in Robinson when I was there? When I had the little video store there.
Mm-hmm.
The secret I figured out was that there's one neighborhood that's just full of swingers there.
Oh, yeah.
They used to come and get movies and play them for their kids so they could go off in the other rooms and swing.
Oh.
It creeped me the hell out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Renting the movies because I'm like, you got your kids here with you. What do you...
That sounds disgusting, Mike.
Dirty,
where
dirty
exactly?
What?
Well, he got to know a lot of dirty secrets being that porn. You got the porn.
I did not
room.
Have porn. No, I
you didn't have
didn't
porn?
Have porn, no. Now, when I did open up the store in Robinson, we had one of those big arrow signs out front. And the movie XXX was coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had that on the sign, and I literally had like 10 people stop and threaten me if I was going to bring porn into this city, then I was going to have problems.
Oh, wow.
And so I had to take the advertisement for XXX down off of the sign.
That is hilarious.
Because that's the first thing they thought, is I was putting in a big porn shop. But
they couldn't have stopped you, really, could they? Was there
city
ordinances?
City council could have,
like stop you from selling porn tapes?
Like, when I was out, I had three stores at one time, and one of them was in another little city down on 35.
Yeah.
you could not rent. I had these guys come in and try to buy my store from me because they wanted to turn it into a porno store.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I just bought it. In hindsight, I should have sold it to them.
Yeah.
But they ended up getting all kinds of trouble from the local government. And so they went right outside the city limits. And there used to be a bunch of like old diesel trailers. And they set those up as their little showrooms and stuff, and you could go in there. You go by there now, and it just looks like something blew up there.
Yeah, the only porn shop I knew about was the one in Hillsboro.
Mm.
The one that's like off the highway. Yeah, I've never went, but I've seen it in passing.
We used to have several here in town, and the only reason I knew it, like I say, was I was in the video store industry. Yeah. And then... just recently, our only strip club closed.
Yeah, the only store that I've been to that was like that was Planet K in Austin. And I went for the head shop part of it.
Planet K is a huge head shop.
But they're split. They have like a porn side too. Mm. They have like the sex toys. And
well, it's kind of like what's the place in the mall that always has
the Spencer's?
Yeah, Spencer's Gifts. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That,
it was something like that, yeah. Planet K. There's a lot of them. I didn't realize there were so many of them.
I get creeped out around all those things.
Yeah.
Like those, they're just intimidating.
I always thought there was that. The big one off of I-35 was the only one.
Yeah.
But you get to driving around Austin and you realize there's like 15 of them.
There's one right down there on 6th Street.
Yeah,
there's
one over there.
Right down there on 6th Street. Yeah. All right. Well, and I think that's going to do us for this Friday. Thanks again, Chris. Anybody else who wants to send anything in, we're happy to make you star of a Friday show just like we did Chris.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris, we want to play a lot more of your stuff. So we'll be going through those and playing things in episodes. And we really appreciate your time and your effort and just all of you for being fans and continuing to come back. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we do appreciate it so much. Thank you guys a lot.
One thing real quick, I want to put that call out there again. If there's any other show that you'd like for us to try to cover, we would love to. We are looking to split off another show. And there are quite a few things I think that we could cover pretty easily. I'd be willing to cover Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I'd be willing to cover...
I'd be willing to
Metalpocalypse
to go through more, like not necessarily grind out another full show, but do multiple, like, so we could talk about whatever.
Well, we had talked about like failed pilots and
anything,
sitcoms or whatever, you know. I still like the idea of a British comedy thing, but
we want
you guys to tell us what we should be doing. So.
You guys.
And please don't tell us to get screwed. So
yeah, please don't do that.
We already know that. We have wives. All right. Well, thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you again on Monday.
Oui, matanye.
Oui, matanye, indeed.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.